Hey, what's up? I'm Mr. Teacher Paulo e essa é a nossa parte A dessa série que fez muito sucesso e ainda faz no Brasil. Everybody hates Chris. Todo mundo odeia o Chris. Essa aula vai ser um pouco diferente. Nós não vamos começar com a legenda em português, porque a explicação vai vir na parte B. Você vai assistir já com a legenda em inglês, mas não se desespere. Porque caso você não entenda com essas repetições, na parte B você vai entender tudo. Pronto.
By 1986, I've been working at Doc's for 3 years. Outside of getting robbed 4 times, sick on the pickles 3 times, and a double hernia, it was the single greatest job I ever had. And from time to time, a pretty girl might stroll in. In exchange for all my hard work, I got paid $3 an hour.
Good job, man. $60. Cold, hard cash.
I had the perfect job until I found out about minimum wage. Basically, minimum wage is the only guarantee people get paid in money. Your boss would pay you in popsicle sticks if he could.
Great work.
A popsicle stick? Oh, you take this thing for man. I cannot work. I live off no popsicle sticks. At least you can't do is give me the damn popsicle.
Minimum wage. There was a time when the maximum wage for black folks was zero.
But now, the government requires that you pay me $3.35 an hour.
I work for the government. Look, Chris, I like having you around, and you do a good job. But I just can't spare the money.
It's only 35 cents more an hour.
35 cents an hour. That's $28 a month. That's 3 cartons of milk a day. That's 2 boxes of Mike and Ike an hour. That's no.
That's when I realized I'd found the one person cheaper than my father. I thought about picketing, but I was afraid this would happen. I thought about a sit-in, but I was afraid this would happen again. But I decided on an ultimatum. Doc, listen.
Então é isso, agora que você já entendeu uma boa parte ou toda a cena, caso não tenha entendido, não vá para a segunda parte até que você traduza as palavras-chave para você entender o contexto do que você viu com a legenda em inglês. Se você já fez isso, se você já entendeu, vamos agora para a segunda parte. Aquela parte que você já está acostumado a fazer. Escreva no seu caderno aonde a legenda não aparece. Vai!
By 1986, I've been working at Doc's for 3 years. Outside of getting robbed 4 times, sick on the pickles 3 times, and a double hernia, it was the single greatest job I ever had. And from time to time, a pretty girl might stroll in. In exchange for all my hard work, I got paid $3 an hour.
Good job, man. $60. Cold, hard cash.
I had the perfect job until I found out about minimum wage. Basically, minimum wage is the only guarantee people get paid in money. Your boss would pay you in popsicle sticks if he could.
Great work.
A popsicle stick? Oh, you take this thing for man. I cannot work. I live off no popsicle sticks. At least you can do is give me the damn popsicle.
Minimum wage. There was a time when the maximum wage for black folks was zero.
But now, the government requires that you pay me $3.35 an hour.
I work for the government. Look, Chris, I like having you around, and you do a good job. But I just can't spare the money.
It's only 35 cents more an hour.
35 cents an hour. That's $28 a month. That's 3 cartons of milk a day. That's 2 boxes of Mike and Ike an hour. That's no.
That's when I realized I'd found the one person cheaper than my father. I thought about picketing, but I was afraid this would happen. I thought about a sit-in, but I was afraid this would happen again. But I decided on an ultimatum.
Doc, listen.
Excelente, agora assista mais uma vez com a legenda para conferir se você escreveu corretamente.
By 1986, I've been working at Doc's for 3 years. Outside of getting robbed 4 times, sick on the pickles 3 times, and a double hernia, it was the single greatest job I ever had. And from time to time, a pretty girl might stroll in. In exchange for all my hard work, I got paid $3 an hour.
Good job, man. $60. Cold, hard cash.
I had the perfect job until I found out about minimum wage. Basically, minimum wage is the only guarantee people get paid in money. Your boss would pay you in popsicle sticks if he could.
Great work.
A popsicle stick? Oh, you take this thing for man. I cannot work. I live off no popsicle sticks. At least you can do is give me the damn popsicle.
Minimum wage. There was a time when the maximum wage for black folks was zero.
But now the government requires that you pay me $3.35 an hour.
But work for the government. Look, Chris, I like having you around and you do a good job. But I just can't spare the money.
It's only 35 cents more an hour.
35 cents an hour. That's $28 a month. That's 3 cartons of milk a day. That's 2 boxes of Mike and Ike an hour. That's no.
That's when I realized I'd found the one person cheaper than my father. I thought about picking it, but I was afraid this would happen. I thought about a sit-in, but I was afraid this would happen again. But I decided on an ultimatum.
Doc, listen.
Ótimo. Agora, para finalizar, nós vamos assistir mais uma vez, sem legenda nenhuma. Prepare os seus ouvidos.
By 1986, I've been working at Doc's for 3 years. Outside of getting robbed 4 times, sick on the pickles 3 times, and a double hernia, it was the single greatest job I ever had. And from time to time, a pretty girl might stroll in. In exchange for all my hard work, I got paid $3 an hour.
Good job, man. $60. Cold, hard cash.
I had the perfect job until I found out about minimum wage. Basically, minimum wage is the only guarantee people get paid in money. Your boss would pay you in popsicle sticks if he could.
Great work.
A popsicle stick? Oh, you take this thing for man. I cannot work. I live off no popsicle sticks. At least you can do is give me the damn popsicle.
Minimum wage. There was a time when the maximum wage for black folks was zero.
But now the government requires that you pay me $3.35 an hour.
But work for the government. Look, Chris, I like having you around and you do a good job. But I just can't spare the money.
It's only 35 cents more an hour.
35 cents an hour. That's $28 a month. That's 3 cartons of milk a day. That's 2 boxes of Mike and Ike an hour. That's no.
That's when I realized I'd found the one person cheaper than my father. I thought about picking it, but I was afraid this would happen. I thought about a sit-in, but I was afraid this would happen again. But I decided on an ultimatum.
Doc, listen.
Então é isso, não se desespere, porque nós temos ainda a parte B. E cada desafio será uma conquista para você. Te agradeço muito pelo seu carinho, pela sua atenção, pelo seu tempo. Eu te vejo na nossa próxima aula. See you next class. Bye bye.